Not even a decade away, so it seems like the perfect time to talk about the 2026 World Cup, soccer fans. It's already generating some buzz, and that's partly because this week the U.S., along with Mexico and Canada, announced a joint bid to host the tournament. If they're successful, it would be the first time three countries host a World Cup together. Andrea Canales blogs about soccer for ESPN at One Nation. So just as Trump wants to bust up NAFTA, this starts to look like a NAFTA bid for the World Cup. What is your first glance assessment of this idea, Andrea?
It definitely seems the U.S. bid, kind of bringing along Mexico and Canada as bridesmaids, is sort of done to dress up the idea of, you know, what may be unpalatable to a lot of countries and a lot of voters in FIFA. And that's, you know, letting a country that's currently, right now, led by a president who wants to build walls, wants to have, you know, certain bans on people from certain countries. So the U.S. is kind of trying to put some of the negative associations with the United States in the background.
What are the strengths of the bid, do you think?
On the Mexico side, Mexico has done it successfully twice. For the U.S., it's definitely the facilities. They have the highest capacity stadiums of any country in the world. They also have top-level technology. So that the problems that there were in Brazil this last World Cup, where reporters at the games didn't have Wi-Fi, for example, that's not going to be a problem in any of those U.S. venues. Canada also has nice facilities. They recently hosted the Women's World Cup. They really want to participate in a way that shows the world that they can be a player on that global scale.
So with 80 games in the World Cup, how would those matches be divvied up between the three countries?
Well, it definitely looks like a huge imbalance, given that 60 of the games in this initial proposal are going to be in the U.S. Now, this initial proposal can be modified by FIFA, and FIFA could say, okay, this is a joke. You have to give Mexico and Canada at least 10 more games each, and then the final game tally could look different. So that remains to be seen. But right now, even though it looks very unbalanced, it's partly because, once again, the U.S. has so many stadiums and has so many facilities and wants basically to present itself as a kinder, friendlier option that's willing to share with its neighbors.
Yeah, well, the U.S. is in need of some kinder, friendlier branding right now. How are Mexican fans reacting to the proposal?
I think Mexican fans think, well, we could either spend a lot of money and try to put together a proposal that would still look deficient compared to the U.S. one, or we can kind of play nice and still get some World Cup games right in our country. And Mexico has a lot to gain in terms of the split of the revenues from the World Cup as well. Because if they don't have to build any new facilities, then that means they don't have to outlay a lot of money, but they still get a share of the proceeds from the bid. And so unlike Brazil and other countries that have lost money hosting the World Cup, it actually looks to be quite lucrative for all three countries involved. Basically, the U.S. is offering the other two countries as co-bidders as a PR move, but I think FIFA might be only too happy to accept.
Andrea Canales blogs about soccer for ESPN at One Nation. Thanks very much, Andrea.
You're welcome.